This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
Hey, Marcus, it's really awesome to meet you.
Thanks, yeah. Good to be here.
Yeah, you're going to be emceeing with Indie Vine next Saturday.
Yeah, co-emceeing for Gags with Good Guys up in Palmy.
We've also got Emma Jean here.
Hello.
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 Hi. I'm also going to be on Gags for Good Guys.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
That's what you're doing here.
Yes.
So am I, actually.
Cool.
And I should, got Aggie, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm Aggie, Midfout.
And so, yeah. So we're just doing a little quasi mini sort of podcast promo. I feel like it's going to be quite organic.
Yeah.
And it's just going to take on a...
Should have probably put my phone on silent.
You know, that's a... I'm looking.
That's how organic we are.
I've already been told to spit out gum, so now we're going to have to use our theater vibes and cut off all devices. So anybody out there listening, make sure you're...
I'm also arranging getting my daughter picked up for her birthday party.
Make sure we have your full and undivided attention. My attention's always divided. So, yeah, we're going to go through and tell you about some of the acts that we've got coming along. And we have anywhere, do we want to start from the top?
Yeah.
We can maybe intro the folks that we know the best.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'll start with my name because it's at the top of the list.
Hey, let's do it.
Yeah. So I'm Aggie Vedfout. And, yeah, I know what it's like to come from provincial New Zealand, but I'm really looking forward to coming up to Palmy. Why I signed up for this is because I wanted to escape the bureaucracy of Wellington, basically, and come to do a gig where I feel like people actually understand the upbringing and not get such a shock at some of the things I did in my youth.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
And what were some of those things, Aggie?
Well, I'm going to tell you all about them in my stand-up.
Mm.
Yeah. They were not all legal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Not considered like
but
safe.
But equally, that's pretty much my mantra in life is that we are all too safe these days. Mm. And I think that that's actually killing society. Mm. That's pretty much what my stand-up is going to be about.
You think it's too safe in New Zealand?
It's too safe in New Zealand.
The country with the safety policy is she'll be all right, like that country. Okay.
Yeah, I've lived in the UK and taught there. That's where you're from,
yes,
Emma.
Yes, it is.
And, I was pretty amazed at the lack of freedom that children there had because they lived in just like, they didn't really, like, you know, live very wider than they're just their streets that they lived in. I'm talking London because that's where I lived.
Right.
Probably living out in the wop-wops of England is different. But, yes, no, I guess they might let off fireworks.
Yeah, the wop-wops is like the Shire and children can run free and barefoot.
Yeah, I have regrets not living there.
And London is like Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
And the more conservative government we had, the further back into that it slipped.
So. But I taught 6-year-olds that didn't know the difference between a leaf and a feather.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So pretty much that's my goal for that not to happen in New Zealand. And
Well, in terms of being safe, there's a distinct lack of school shootings here. So I'm not.
You think that New Zealand schools are very.
Yeah, I'm not sending my kids to school with Kevlar backpacks and sent my 6-year-old, who's autistic, by the way, to Te Papa on the bus by himself. And you do not do that back home. That's unheard of. So,
yeah,
we could, you know, a little nanny state possibly, but it's nice to get out and climb trees and get your hands dirty.
Yeah, and blow some things up.
blow some stuff up. Hey.
That are not people, America. I should add. Yes. Not people.
I've never shot anybody. On purpose.
Good.
Neither have I. Neither have I.
On purpose. I just want to get out of the clear so I don't plan on, you know, the audience will be safe.
Yeah. Do you own a gun?
No.
No.
I have, but no. Yeah. I've thought about it. Just some other things that I've gone through here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll go with it. I got harassed by a bunch of hoodlums setting off fireworks at my house. It was the three that got charged with 150 charges of vandalism in Wellington. Did y'all hear about that?
No.
Yeah, I may delve into that in the set. But
yeah, I hope you come after me because that'll be what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You can say what a terrible person I am.
I'll leapfrog. I'll piggyback off of your stuff. All right, so who we got else coming up?
Oh, we've got the lovely Emma Jean over here.
Emma, hello.
Give us the lowdown.
The lowdown is when I originally heard that this was Gags for Good Guys, I did not think it was a charity show. I thought it was something else, and I was keen to sign up. now I know it's for charity, which makes it even better. yeah. Yeah.
Oh my.
Back in 2020, I decided it would be a great idea to move to New Zealand, and then the international border closed and I couldn't go back. So I decided to take my complaining about the government to the stage and make fun of them. And that's what I'm doing, mostly.
Mm. There's plenty. That's got legs. Plenty of material there.
They can't help themselves.
I'm sure there'll be even more between now and next week when they can't stop themselves.
Yeah, so some of my set might have been written on the day exclusively for this gig.
I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to say about Judith Collins coming out as a woman's rights.
Oh, good God.
The Crusher.
Yeah. Because that was in the news last night. She couldn't say anything to support Jacinda during all those awful times.
Ooh,
where she was
good
getting.
Good point.
Yeah, but she's come out now to say.
You're a bus driver from Melbourne. I think you ought to stick to telling people about driving trucks and let people that drive ships leave them alone.
I mean, she's not wrong, but it would have been really good if she said some things 3 years ago.
That would have been good. Yes. Judith Collins has said some wild, wild things. While I was, and I've been working in government almost the entire time I've been in New Zealand, and it was interesting, but it's in my code of conduct that I can't say anything more than that.
Oh, okay. We should
on
probably
radio. On radio.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But should my opinion slip while I'm on stage with a microphone in my hand? Oh no.
So there's going to be like a little asterisk by everything. You have to what's the word? You give a little divulge that this is not my, these
ideas. Are not my opinion.
Yeah, these opinions are my own and not by employers.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm currently on sabbatical and not employed, so I've got free reign.
You can say whatever you like.
That's right. I'm probably going to do it anyway.
Fair enough.
I'm so full up. My eyes are brown, so. All right.
Well, talking about people standing up for women's rights and for people that identify as women, we've got Indy Vine in the show.
Yep, a absolutely incredible comedian, a trans rights activist, and has a personal vendetta against Van Helsing, which tis the season, the Halloween season, to raise your qualms against monster hunters. So...
Just, you know, bringing, you know, some light to the Dracula hating that's been going on for centuries now.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean.
We really want to fight against that.
Yeah, let the man drink some blood in peace. I mean.
He's keeping it pretty confined to his own local area, so.
He's staying in his lane.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What did we say about Jack Gerards?
Well,
what is there to say?
Well, I've heard that his comedy is pretty edgy,
mm.
but I haven't met him personally myself.
Yeah, quite confronting was the word I was kind of coming up with, and maybe he'll get your attention.
It's definitely going to add some spice to the lineup.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We do. I do like some spicy spice. In addition to the Neuro Spice, we'll get the Jack version.
This is one of my favourite comedians on the scene, actually. This tiny, tiny little pint-sized comedian called Janice the Menace, who is a Indian woman who was raised Catholic in India and then has moved over to New Zealand with her husband, and talks on stage about how short she is and also being an ex-virgin, which is a wild time and is really quite phenomenal at what she does. So I'm really excited to see her on this lineup.
I think apparently spent the majority of her life as a virgin and quite disgruntled, but
yeah. But it's paving the way for her comedy success. So absolutely. Really, she should be pretty grateful for time spent being a virgin, really.
This particular set is keep your mind and your legs open.
Yeah.
I think that would be her general vibe.
Yeah, definitely.
Because she didn't for a long time. So if you take your who is it? the guy, get out and spread your legs. What was it during
COVID?
Chris
Hipkins.
Oh yes. Oh. Yes.
No. Was it Chris Hipkins?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
No. I thought it was the doctor guy. No. Actually Bloomfield.
No,
he was
sitting
in the back laughing at Chris Hipkins for saying it and then trying to make it like chill.
Yeah.
I'm just conveniently trying to forget all of COVID. It was like a blur. And so myself, I'm from the great state of Georgia, and I like to – people say, oh, you're a comedian, and then, like, tell me a joke. And I'm more of, like, just experienced some hoopla in my life, and I've got two crazy kids that drive me up the wall, and I love my dear, lovely wife, and we all try to keep our stuff together. And I do have some commentary on the differences in the States and here, and – I went on about how I've got like rabbit ears, which is like the antenna for a TV, and I didn't realize, I think I'm just poor. I think I just have a really old TV that's not a smart TV. And if you go to the hospital in Wellington Hospital, the free view is not free.
No.
They charge you for
the TV. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And I was appalled.
Yeah.
So,
I've never paid for it myself.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but Netflix.
You have to be not induced. What am I thinking of the word? You have to be like signed it, like until you're like logged in. You can't get so. Yeah, and I just like a bit of crowd, so I'll be emceeing with Indy. So I'm firm believer, just in like the science of laughter. I think everybody across cultures, you know, we laugh. You know, one's having a good time and. People are inherently funny, and sometimes you just got to draw that out of them. And so I'm looking forward to some crowd interactions and getting to know the fine folks of Palmy. And I've done a bit of work up there, and the per capita, you folks got to be careful up there because the amount of the little motor scooters, you know, when you drive around – they're everywhere, and they're around the sidewalks, and they will run over you. There's no because there's some traffic calm and go over there. You can't really cross the street, and you got these bogans zipping through whatever that Queens Drive or whatever the road is there, just hooning it. I think it's 50K, and they'll be doing 70, 80K, so we'll try not to get ran over on our
but
way
up to Palmy. It'll be good to get to know – what the audience and that come to the show think of the scooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we might meet some bogans.
Yes, I'm hoping so. They're my kinfolk.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
Y'all are my people.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot of time.
You know, Marcus, I have a similar problem. If I tell people that I'm a comedian, they always say to me, oh, tell us a joke. But I also do burlesque, and nobody ever asks me to get a tit out. So, sad times, right?
Is that a welcome change?
No, she wants to.
Honestly, if you could make more money doing one or the other, I know what I would choose. But there we go.
Hey, I'm free the nipple.
Cool. All right. Ross Dixon is also part of our lineup. Ross is a huge motorbike enthusiast, and he has a lovely 9-year-old daughter, and he likes to talk about both on stage. He also has a great aversion to gluten-free bread. If anybody else feels the same, he's your guy.
Yeah, my wife's got is allergic to gluten, and I'm not a fan of the gluten-free bread. It's the texture, man. And the headliner.
Yeah, we should definitely talk about the headliner.
Gish. Have y'all seen Gish?
No.
Gish. So,
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I've messaged him back and forth a bit, and he seems like a really cool chap.
Cool.
Just amazing stage presence, and he's got his guitar and does these like renditions of like classic Kiwi songs and gets some call back from the audience. So he gets the audience to like sing along with him, but he changes the lyrics with that just alongside his commentary. But he's actually like a proper musician and proper comedian. So you can just imagine pairing the two together and just an amazing crowd interaction. He's going to drive it and just he's going to smash it. Yeah. And where's the gig?
All right, so you're going to be able to find gigs for the good guys at the Masonic Hotel Function Rooms next Saturday, the 19th at 8 p.m. You can get tickets for $15 per ticket if you look us up on Facebook or eventbrite.com.
Yeah,
and $20 on the door.
Yeah, a little 20 spot. Yeah. Not too bad, everybody.
And the money goes towards a family who's lost everything. So
we're also trying to gear up for some raffles and some prizes, some spot prizes. So make sure you bring some extra ching-a-ling.
I heard rumors of Pass the Parcel, and I'm so interested to see how that's going to work in a crowd. Like, that sounds so exciting. I want to play Pass the Parcel.
I think it's going to be cutthroat. So, yeah, just wrapping up. So this is Marcus. I've enjoyed intro in the show, the Gags with the Good Guys.
Yeah.
And
I'm Aggie, and I look forward to seeing you all in Palmy, guys.
I'm Emma Jean, and I look forward to seeing you guys. And bring very hefty wallets. We've got a good cause that we need to support.
So. Yes. Thanks, Tim.
Kakite.
See ya.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.